Cinema loves to push boundaries, and someone who knows a lot about taking creative risk is big on for the big screen is director Charles Williams. He's just taken out the Best Short Fiction Film Award at the National Actor Awards for his topical and controversial film All These Creatures. It's a fascinating story which candidly looks at mental illness and family through the lens of a young boy living in Australia. Charles joins us now. Good morning.
Morning.
How's it all going?
It's pretty good. Yeah. It was great to see the film get rewarded. Yeah.
Yeah. So, without giving too much away, what was the intended message behind All These Creatures?
I don't really think of the movie as a message. You know, like I think of it more in terms of like a personal expression. It was me really just trying to convey feelings that I had when I was younger about these kinds of issues and, you know, how I feel about them today. And it doesn't really result in hopefully a message or something that's preachy. I think it's just trying to convey a sense of compassion and understanding in a kind of multifaceted way.
Mm. 'Cause, I mean, mental illness is quite an interesting topic to kind of navigate because there's so much sensitivity around it. How did you try to navigate that?
Well, the film's got other elements to it, but that specific issue is something I understand pretty well. But beyond that, I wanted to make sure that my version of it was, you know, not just accurate, but, and, you know, and visceral. You want to make it interesting for an audience. But so I contacted Mindframe and SANE, which are the bodies that oversee film depictions of mental health issues. Mm. I had them read the script. I got their feedback on it. They were very, very positive. You know, the film doesn't really shy away or make those depictions, euphemistic. You know, there are dramatic consequences to some of these issues in the film. Mm. So, having them sign on to the depictions in the film and just being sensitive, I think.
Yeah. The other great thing about this film, it shows a family who are people of colour. How was that casting process for you?
It was never written about any particular race. But when I had written it, I knew that the lead role was, someone had to be sort of pre-adolescent, and there's a lot of maturity and kind of, you know, hard to find mix in someone pre-adolescent. And I thought that limiting my casting choices unnecessarily would be kind of stupid. So we looked through about 400 kids in the end, and we even opened up to girls as well as boys, and just tried to find the right soul for the part. And I knew if I found the right person, I could rewrite the story. Could be a mother-daughter story or a father-daughter story or anything, really. I thought it was pretty universal. So when we found Jared, who's Ethiopian-Australian descent, I obviously cast the rest of the family around him and brought on four different local Ethiopian-Australian advisors from the community to make sure that what I'd written was accurate and sensitive to their culture. And they were a great, you know, they were great help in helping realize that.
It's interesting because, you know, you see these depictions of African Australians on the media and it's also negative right now. It's really great just to see something a bit more positive come out of that. How did the family take it and your cast?
Great. You know, I mean, it's in some ways a non-issue for them. You know, they're just responding to the film and, you know, so a lot of the changes, for example, that I made in the script, they weren't fundamental, but if anything, there were changes for a white audience than a black audience.
Right.
The story was immediately seen as being very, by the advisors, they thought it was written about Ethiopian Australians. Some of them even argued with me and said, no, this is what Ethiopians are like, not Sudanese, not Egyptians, not Australians. And I think I just triggered something that everyone felt was privately about them.
Mm.
So they didn't, it was really about changing things that I knew a wide audience might watch and say, oh, well, these issues in the film are talking about immigration issues or what, and it wasn't. So I had to just make sure that those things that would have come up in a wide audience's mind were kind of just put to rest in a way that they wouldn't need to be if they were a white family.
Yeah.
So it was really about not necessarily going, you know, not pandering and not making it like, look, aren't black people okay? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just, they're just, this is just a family.
Yeah.
So that never really came up as like being a positive or negative depiction. I'm not naive enough to think that everyone has that perspective. So I was aware that if there were things that were too gray, I would be more careful than I usually would.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't about doing a public service announcement. It was about making something that audiences could connect to emotionally and hope that, you know, that became interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, this is 13-minute short film, actor under its belt. Are you going to extend it to a full kind of feature length, or will you kind of move on to new projects?
A bit of both. I mean, the film actually, it was in Cannes this year and it won the Palme d'Or there, and it's been winning, it's been about 50 or 60 festivals since then, and it's won 20 awards all around the globe,
Which
is great. So that has kind of, you know, spurred a lot of interest in whether this could go as a feature. My feeling is that I wouldn't really want to make this as a feature film in a literal sense, this story, but I have just finished a script for a feature that is very similar to this film in terms of its tone and style and themes, but it takes place, the actual plot of the film is different. Takes place in a more criminal environment, which I think is not just more potent dramatically, but will speak to the themes in a way that will work better for a larger film rather than a coming of age story, which I think can be kind of tough to sustain for a real movie, I think.
That is fair. But Charles, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations again on another win.
That's great. Thanks so much.